Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. What a fantastic program we have in store for you. We start off by talking with gubernatorial candidate Doug Burgum. Burgum explains why technology is really the wave of the now. Then we talk with Bryden Ross from Consumer Energy Alliance. World-renowned economist Lauren Scott talks about how to forecast 2017 with oil prices. And Stephen Kiergard with the Williston Basin International Airport. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBI Energy Services.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Doug Burgum, entrepreneur, philanthropist, and gubernatorial candidate for North Dakota. Let's transition that into the UAS industry. That's one of the industries I believe that's going to bridge the north and or the east and the west together quite a bit. I remember a couple of years ago I sat in a meeting with the Industrial Commission, and they were having manual planes, people actually still in planes flying over doing some surveillance, and that was a little shocking to me because we're at a place pretty close, if not there now, to where drones and UAS can be doing that for us, and we've got this whole eastern side that has grown significantly over the last 10 years, not just the last 3 years,
right,
but it's been growing for 10 years on this side of the state. Do you see where a day where the UAS industry is going to, in fact, I think President Obama signed something in law several years ago that there'll be like 10,000 UASs in the sky by 2020. Mm-hmm. So we're progressing there. Do you see the day where we'll use UASs out in the Bakken on a daily basis or a weekly basis?
The answer is yes. But let me even take it up a level above that, because the big era that we're moving into is an era of automatically collected data. I just got done talking about, you know, spill reporting. Mm-hmm. And when I say spill reporting, I'm pretty sure everybody has in their mind a clipboard and a piece of paper, a white form that looks like a government tax form, and somebody with a pen, you know, writing it out and mailing it in to somebody. And that's the way people think about data collection. And it turns out that humans are actually not very good at data collection. Mm-hmm. And it's also very expensive. If you're taking a petroleum engineer and having them fill out that form, you know, not the highest and best use of their time. In the same way, this has occurred in healthcare with a bunch of federal regulations where we've turned, you know, our highest paid, highest trained people in healthcare, all of our doctors and nurses, and if you have a loved one or yourself who's been to the doctor in the last 5 years, you know what they're doing. They're not looking at you. They got their hands on a keyboard, mm-hmm. you know, because we've turned them all into data entry. And turns out that, you know, doctors, they didn't go to school for that. They're not good at it. You know, we couldn't read their handwriting when they're writing prescriptions. Turns out they're not good at data entry either. I mean, because we're human. So, you know, one of the companies I'm involved with in healthcare is focusing on automatically collecting data, you know, on, you know, the location and status and temperature. You know, is it sterile? Is it clean? Is it dirty? Is it on? Is it off? Is it, you know, is it in the cabinet or is it left the cabinet? Is the temperature, you know, this fridge on or off? Hundreds of applications in healthcare and in, you know, and just in an 8-hospital area for the Veterans Administrator, we're tracking 435 objects, 435,000. 435,000, I mean, down to scalpels, you know, and the scalpel, you know, can have a 2D etching on it and go through 1,000 watch cycles, and we can still tell when that thing's passing underneath the reader where it is and which scalpel it is and which surgeries it was involved in. I mean, so the level of automatic data collection that's available with the computing power and the digital stuff we have today is amazing. Now, let's apply that to the Bakken, you know, and then throw UAVs on top of it, which is where I'm going, is because a UAV is just a vehicle for data collection is the way I would think about it. I mean, yes, it can fly. Yes, the battery power is going to get stronger. Yes, the accuracy is going to get higher, but it's like, you know, infrared and cameras and, you know, the visual stuff. And so, I mean, there's so many things, but then the kinds of things I talk about in healthcare, you know, again, on pipelines, I mean, I envision a day where, you know, we're going to have, you know, not just metering on the, you know, on the flows and pressure gaugers, but you might have something every 10 meters, you might have something, and people say, oh, that's way too expensive. No, the cost of these automatic sensors, you know, are going to be in the pennies when they start getting. I mean, we've already got in agriculture, we got people that are putting, you know, one in every ear of every cow. I mean, they're building these things out, units, tens of millions of type units. When you're building at that scale, then the cost is pennies. And so if we're talking about pennies, I mean, think about the automatic sensors you could have collecting information versus, you know, hiring one more state employee. Mm-hmm. You know, and yes, we need real people to interpret the data, but we don't need to pay people to do data collection when we can do it automatically. And then you talk about rail safety, you throw this in there. I mean, I was with the keynoting in a tech conference, and the CEO of Burlington Northern was at the same conference, and he was describing that they've got this sound array that they put on side of a railroad track, and it's about 20 meters long, both sides, trains going by at 70 miles an hour, and they can detect, if a bearing is, if a wheel's cracked or a bearing is going to mm-hmm. go out through the sound that it's making. Okay, well, a rail inspector walking past a parked train can't see that with a human eye, but they can pick it up by the sound it makes. So again, that's, you know, there are dozens of examples of we're entering into a world with the digital era is going to produce all kinds of automatically collected data, and that's going to unleash all kinds of information that we never had before, and that's going to, you know, improve safety, reduce spills, give us more data to make decisions, help us make better, you know, with predictive analytics, you know, on that data we can make better decisions about, you know, what to do next. It changes everything, but this is, you know, it's been talked about as big data.
We're talking
big data, but the reason why you get big data is in that, back in that healthcare example, if you got 435,000 objects, all of which are speaking to you automatically every 5 seconds, going, here I am, I'm clean, I'm dirty. You know, that's a lot of data that you're generating. You know, that's not, you know, that's humans generate very little data. Humans with clipboards are just super slow and super inefficient. Automatically generated data, it's accurate and it's large, and that gives us an opportunity with the computing power and the storage we have, plus, I mean, in the cloud, I mean, we can do this stuff virtually. You know, it's a whole new world, and it's so I get very excited about it, because I think there are going to be so many applications for us to apply in the Bakken when we're talking about big geography with lots of activity across, you know, lots of functions happening. It's the perfect application for it, and we could lead the world in it. Why wouldn't North Dakota be the showcase of how to apply all this technology?
To listen to the full-length interview with Doug Burgum, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com. Deadwood's newest legend.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.